You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, with only 6 months left before the next provincial election, parties, candidates, and advocacy groups are gearing up for what could be one of the hottest political contests this province has seen in years. This weekend, the BC Wildlife Federation made a stop in Smithers to meet with voters and discuss the BCWF priorities for the upcoming election and what changes they want to see around habitat protection and better management of wildlife populations, as well as ensuring hunting and fishing rights are protected as well. David Lewis, president of the BC Wildlife Federation, and Steve Hamilton spoke with a small group of voters at the Bulkley Valley Rod and Gun Club. I caught up with them following the event. Stay with us.
Steve Hamilton, BC Wildlife Federation, Conservation, Hunting, Angling, Firearms Policy and Engagement Coordinator.
It's a mouthful.
David Lewis, BC Wildlife Federation President.
Steve, maybe you can just give me a rundown of what are you guys doing here tonight? I know you have a bunch of these going on around the province. So tell me a little bit about this evening and what you're trying to present to people.
Basically, it's time for the province and government to put wildlife first in British Columbia. David and I are traveling across Region 6 here, the Stikine and Skeena, and we're visiting a bunch of clubs and with the intent of teaching and educating people who show up the shortfalls of wildlife management in British Columbia.
Some of what you outlined there was that there's an election coming up. A lot of these were focused on policy issues and mismanagement. Tell me a little bit about more of the positions of the BC Wildlife Federation on some of those issues you laid out.
Yeah, the BC Wildlife Federation, first of all, is a nonprofit charity. We're not partisan in our approach. We're factual, and this has been a failure of successive governments for going well over 50 years. It's time for them, as I said, to put wildlife first, and we're demanding for the next government to give us a few different things in legislation, for everything from funding models to legislated objectives to public access for public resources and a various bunch of other things.
I'm going to get to you in a sec, Dave. I just do it one at a time. I guess the other thing is you're doing a few of these across the region. What are you hearing from people? You know, tonight we didn't see a huge turnout here in Smithers, but we obviously know that Smithers in the Bulkley Valley has a pretty deep history in hunting and angling, and we know there's hunters and anglers around. What do you think is kind of holding up people, and what are you hearing from them out on doing these tours?
I think, unfortunately, there's a lot of apathy in the hunting and angling and shooting community. People, for the longest time, haven't felt that their voice matters. But what we're trying to do is show them why it should matter and why it does matter. We have a bunch of successes over the last few years of people getting up, getting loud, and making their voices heard, and causing government to kind of back off on some policies. We just saw it with the Land Act by people getting loud and getting engaged.
One of the longstanding issues that you mentioned was the money, the funds that are taken from our licenses and where that money goes. And we know that, it's longstanding that a lot of it just goes to general revenue. What are some of the key points that you laid out wanting to improve some of this to see more funds going into management and co-management of some of these resources?
We want to see better allocation of resources. We know our wildlife biologists are working hard. They're not funded properly. Same goes for our natural resource officers, our conservation officers. When they are underfunded and lacking in their ability to do their job, wildlife and habitat is going to suffer. And we've seen it for well over 50 years, as we talked about in the presentation.
One thing that I found really interesting there, you mentioned some of the numbers, the allocations. Like, we're not even hitting the percentages, of the allocation. Every year it's way below. Where's your kind of take and the Wildlife Federation's take and stance on that front? What improvements would you like to see, and how are you going about engaging the government on that?
We're continuing to tell the government, as I said, to put wildlife first, to put science at the forefront of their decision making. if you're not funding science properly, your decision making and the policies you're putting out are going to suffer. As I said, we've seen that for over 50 years. So that's what the Federation is advocating for. We're advocating for better funding, legislated objectives, and everything will start to fall into place over the years if that starts to happen.
Just last thing for you, between now and election coming up in October, you know, what's kind of the game plan? What are you hoping to do to engage voters and anglers and hunters over the next few months?
It's not just about hunting, angling, and sport shooting. It's about everybody that cares about wildlife and habitat. It's from consumptive users to non-consumptive users throughout the province. Myself and David and other members of the Federation are stopping in every single management unit across the province, all the way from Vancouver Island, all the way up into Fort St. John area, and everywhere in between. We're hoping to see as many hunters, anglers, sport shooters, and those that care about wildlife out in these venues that are hosted by our member clubs that we're so grateful for. They do incredible work on the ground on our behalf. And we just need to see more people out that want to engage, learn how to put wildlife first this October.
And I guess from your perspective, you know, this evening a lot of information, a lot of data was laid out. Where do you see this going? It sounds like you've tried to engage, you know, a number of the MLAs in the area, in your riding. And it sounds like it's a bit of a conflictual relationship now, because you are trying to push against a lot of the policies that they haven't really moved upon. So where do you kind of sit in all this? Where does the BC Wildlife Federation see this going in an election year?
Part of it's educating the public. Whether the consumptive user is easy, they know what the problem is. The non-consumptive user, the wildlife viewers, everybody out there, the way this government and the past governments have managed with these cuts, they're managing to zero. So it's not going to matter if you're First Nations, it's me, it's Steve, it's yourself, it's whoever, there will be nothing left on the landscape. If they don't change the way that they're practicing, they're managing, they're mismanaging this environment, there is nothing left for anybody. They need to change these policies, they need to put the funding in place, they need to put the proper resources. They need to take the political influence out of these decisions, and things have to be science-based. It can't be bureaucratical influence that's making these decisions.
It seems like that, you know, that's a constant, not only in this respect, but in fisheries, in forestry, in mining. You know, all of these issues seem to have had some level of mismanagement. And not only, you know, in this government and in previous governments as well, because I know you guys, you know, were pushing on the previous government for a lot of changes as well. Going forward in the next few months, as we get closer to the election, what's your plan to kind of get out and get that education piece? One of the pieces you mentioned there, a big part of it, the funding and the co-management. You know, we need management to be done outside of government is what you kind of pointed out there. Can you explain that a little bit more? Where would you like to see some of that funding going?
When you look at people like the Freshwater Fishery Society, where you remove a lot of the decision making and the work that's being done outside of government, you remove the interference, you remove the political decisions, you remove who makes the biggest donation gets those decisions made for them. It's time that we actually looked at what wildlife is. How do we save our wildlife? You know, do we want to see steelhead in this river gone? I mean, we've watched the decline from an abundant population to now we're in extreme conservation issues. We're watching our salmon disappear. If we don't start seeing some changes in our policies, predator management, you know, when you do predator management, you see recoveries. It doesn't matter if it's pinnipeds, it's wolves, it's bears. There has to be a balance, and if we don't start managing the way we need to mount, what science tells us, nobody's using the resource. Whether it's federally with fisheries, it's provincially with fisheries. You watch the provincial and federal government with fisheries banging their head against the wall saying the other guy's going to look after it, the other guy's going to look after it. In the meantime, nobody's out here looking after it. We're losing habitat. We lose critical habitat. And you mentioned resource extraction. Resource extraction, we need the jobs, but there's a fine line with the balancing act. You have to make everything work together. You can't, you know, putting a forester in charge of animals has never worked in this province. It has never worked. We've watched the decline of everything. You know, you want to remove every tree right down from the water's edge to the top of the mountain, nothing grows. There's nothing. If you don't put broadleaf trees back in there, you don't change the practices, you stop spraying glyphosates, you've got to make some serious changes. They have to put the environment, they have to put the animals, and they need to find that balancing act to make things work in this province.
Just the last thing for you, or a couple of things maybe. You know, a lot of what you're talking about would fall in the umbrella of conservation. You know, conserving a lot of what you just mentioned there. You also showed a clip of, or a slide of, you know, all the conservation groups that you guys have partnered with or work with. Obviously, you also have, you know, some conflict there because they work on other things, like you're talking about the you know, Raincoast buying up a lot of the hunting grounds on the coast there. But you also work together. So, you know, where do you find the balance, and who do you partner with to kind of push the government in this direction that you're talking about?
The coalition has put aside its views. To be in that room, everything comes off the table. You take your hat off, you leave it at the door, you're there to discuss wildlife. It's not, I want to hunt, I want to save every last tree. It's about working together for the betterment of wildlife. And everybody needs to work together, whether it's First Nations, consumptive and non-consumptive users, bear viewers, everybody has to work together. If we don't work together, we have nothing. And the government loves to conquer and divide. So if they can separate us, they win. If we stand together, we win. And with these coming elections, people have to take a look at what matters. Standing together, coming in united, and looking at what is actually out there. At some point, they're going to have to put their policies on the table for us to question. We have not seen a policy yet. That's why we had a slide up that said, here's the asks, what the government's policies will be going into this election. It's all question marks because there's nothing. They've put nothing on the table. We don't even know who the candidates are out here yet. Most of those candidates aren't announced. We can't even question on what they're going to do. We speak with party leaders. They don't have any answers for us right now. And we've met with several of the parties at this point, and we've put these demands on them. We've done this presentation for two out of the three parties in the province because one party has not met with us yet. And we're putting the same thing that you're seeing in the town halls. We're putting it to the parties and the party leaders. There's no mixing words here. We're telling them this. We're not asking anymore. This is our demands. This is what has to be done.
As I mentioned earlier, you know, this is an election year. We're a few months out from the election. Going forward, what else could we see coming from BC Wildlife Federation in this region? And also what other forums? You know, I asked earlier about, you know, having an all candidates debate about some of these issues. What's kind of in the plans for the next few months?
We're hoping to do an all candidates debate. Like I just mentioned, we need some candidates. We need a platform to discuss. We're willing to stand up and have a discussion with our MLAs, our party leaders, our ministers. We have no issue being available at any time, anywhere. We try to meet with some of our MLAs. They will not meet with us within this region, within these towns. They don't want to talk to us right now. And there's an election coming. People better be willing to talk to us because we're not going to go away. We're going to be here to discuss what's wrong. We're going to be here to tell you to demand what we want. We're going to educate the people. Once we get the platforms, we'll take them apart. We'll take a look at them and see what sounds good. We're going to hold these people accountable. We know we've heard it before. They've talked about it in the past. We're going to promise. Promises aren't acceptable. Put it in writing. This is not an ask. It's a demand. Put it in writing that this is what you will deliver if elected.
Okay, fellas, we'll leave it there, but much obliged to answering my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.